And welcome back, everyone, from the smoky, fiery hellhole that is California right now. It's Kyle and Dorsey. We're going to talk about some playoff soccer. Dorsey, it's MLS After Dark, bro. We're back.
It's very dark.
It's great to be back. It's extra dark outside.
An exciting weekend of playoffs. And Thursday.
Yeah. Well, yeah, Thursday. Well, I mean, a great weekend, though. Still in Seattle. Great car show. I'm sure. I didn't go, but I'm sure it was a great car show anyways.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of why you need your own stadium.
Probably should get their own stadium.
In this football stadium that also does a lot of concerts and other shit, it's kind of like, eh.
Well, either way, that game, like all the games were fucking amazing. The overbet was fantastic. It actually won me some money after I lost NFL monies. I mean,
ooh.
High fives or not broken legs. And what game was your favorite game? Honestly, that Seattle Portland game was so fun because I had literally no rooting interest and I didn't bet it and it didn't matter to me. Still somehow wanted Portland to win. I'm not quite sure why. But that game was so fucking fun.
Yeah. That definitely, you know, the weekend games, bit of excitement, but not on the same level as Seattle Portland.
Yeah, well, let's just hop right into it. So the first leg why can't I remember the first leg? This is what preparing is. The first leg, Portland won 2-1 at home.
Yes.
Which I do remember because we watched the game. It was a good game. Also a fun game. So going into the second leg, Seattle had a road goal already, and they're going home. So they start out in this game, and they basically have a good chance to score about a minute to 5 minutes to like 10 minutes in the game where they really should have scored a goal. But nothing really, really, really starts to happen until the second half. So the first half goes away. After that, it was kind of boring. And you're like, oh, is this game really going to be boring? Are they just going to play for one home goal and just try to end it 1-0? Yes. The answer was yes. That's exactly what they were trying to do. But Raul Ruy Diaz, the $8 million striker, $7 million striker, scores in the 68th minute on a very, very, very pretty goal after missing one about 5 minutes before that he needed to score. So they go, the crowd goes nuts. I mean, this game had such a great atmosphere. Each game had a great atmosphere, but this one, I don't know. It was tight.
A lot of people waiting for test drives.
Yeah, well, that's actually just the line for the car show. They had to buy tickets to the game to go to the car show. That's how they got people to go there. Moving
you mean
past
like
that.
Atlanta United filling their stadium by pairing it with Atlanta Falcons tickets?
Yeah, but then the next year they stopped that and their season tickets had gone up. Get that skeptical face away from me. You can't have skeptical faces on a podcast.
It's staying.
So Seattle's just trying to shut shit down because they're good. They're moving on. It's fucking 2-2. They have a road goal. Well, Sebastian Blanco doesn't really care. He scores in the 78th minute. The crowd is silent because now they're losing. Seattle needs two goals now, or at least another goal. They need another goal to push it to extra time. So they're like, oh, fuck. So, you know, time's going by. They're getting real desperate. They have a whole bunch of everyone going forward. Ball into the box. Sebastian Blanco does not clear it very well. And Raul Ruy Diaz fucking kicks this volley, side volley, like top corner into the fucking net. The crowd goes nuts because now we're going to extra time. And I'm just tweeting like crazy saying, feed me more goals. It was fun. It was too fun not to. All right. So sorry about that, everyone. But yeah, that happens. So now you go to extra time. I love extra time. Dairon Asprilla, who literally has like 4 goals ever, has 3 of them in like playoffs. He's just a playoff player, bro. He only plays. That's when he plays. He scores right away in the 93rd minute. So they score. And then there's a handball in the box. Seattle's fucking flipping out because they're like, there should be a handball. That's how I imagine Seattle fans sound.
I think it's handball. Accurate.
Yeah, well, keeping that, about 14 seconds later, I think, not an exact count, maybe 14 alligators, they get a handball called off Sebastian Blanco's hand. He's well entrenched in this game. I think it goes off his hand. They score. It's now 4-4 in aggregate. Fucking Seattle goes up 3-2 overall, which doesn't really matter because they're in extra time. But they go to penalties, and Portland thought they won. They thought road goals counted in extra time. They were literally celebrating on the field. It was amazing. It was so great to watch. And people were like, no, you got to go win PKs. I thought they'd be shook. They weren't shook.
Yeah.
They won. Some really nice penalties.
A little disappointing that they weren't, you know, thrown off by, wait, we actually have to do this?
Yeah. I thought they were going to be so shook. They're going to be like, no. And then it's like, bro, you lost. So I actually kind of hope they lost after that, but they won. They ended up moving on. So congrats to Portland. They move on past Seattle. I guess you can't call it beating Seattle, right? What do you consider?
I mean, they won on penalties, so. They move on penalties. Yeah, classic, you know, Portland in the playoffs, only 33% of possession.
They love penalties, though. They're good at penalties.
Yeah. Better than Seattle.
I mean, slightly. So that game was fucking fun. And that was Thursday. Then we had all of Sunday, Sporting Kansas City, Atlanta United, and then the Red Bull game. Sorry, everyone. I'll just say it again. I was going to talk about these games, and then shots for goals just hit me. And when the first game has 6 goals, I was out. Much, much later in the day, but there was just no way I could do phone things. It just wasn't happening. I could do one thing, and it was order more shots from the bartender.
Yeah, you know, you have obligations.
When you commit to shots for goals, you commit to shots for goals, not tweets for goals.
And no one wants to read drunk, misspelled tweets anyways. Like, maybe one or two is funny, but, like, an entire day's worth? No.
No, it would not have been entertaining.
That's not what...
I was thoroughly entertained. Do you want to talk about that game or Portland, Seattle? That game got me hyped, man. I'm just like talking and talking right now. I'll let you lead us.
I have no further comments on Portland, Seattle.
Cool. Let's move on then. Sporting Kansas City beating Real Salt Lake at home 4-2, mainly on a last second penalty, a last second kind of effort on a terrible, terrible back pass. But that game did not, like, the scoreline 4-2 makes it seem way more comfortable than that was.
Yeah. No, it was not.
I thought it was they were going to get knocked out multiple times. I mean, homeboy is Nick Beasler, Matt Beasler's fucking brother, is chilling at the back post in like the 90th minute or something with a wide open fucking net. Wide open net that both of us could have scored. And he I don't know what he does. He does nothing. He gives his brother basically a high five and lets him move on. Fucking stupid. Either way, I guess we should talk about the game more. Diego Rubio starts the game off 14th minute, and then Daniel Shalvey scores 19th minute, and it's like, man, this game's going to be a rout. RSL, they're bad. Bad, bad on the road. Bad, bad. So, at that game, I mean, you didn't get to see any of the goals, because every time you looked away, they scored, right?
Every time I looked away, they scored. Then I looked back at TV, I was like, wait, what's going on?
Yeah. Well, I was in a different location being like, fuck, I got to do another shot 3 minutes later.
Yeah, turns out this was not the game you wanted to bet on.
It was. I bet the over.
I lost some high fives. So sorry, RSL fans. That's on me.
You do owe me some high fives. I forgot about that. That'll make Joey happy. Either way, let's move on past that, right? Sebastian Salcedo scores 60th minute. It's 2-1. So that was pretty cool. So Salcedo scores, and you're thinking, all right, RSL, 2-1. You score another goal here, and then we're going to be up 2-2, and they have the away goals to move on.
Yep.
So, you know, so maybe it's starting to get a little shook in Kansas City. Well, they give away a PK about 4 seconds later. Theoretically more like 7 minutes later, but let's call it 4 seconds for narrative. Ilya Sanchez Panenka's it. I yelled Panenka about 13 times at a bar. I'm pretty sure I was the only person there that actually cared or watched soccer. No one knew what a Panenka was.
Everyone else is just too busy watching their fantasy teams, bro.
No, they're watching like the Raider game. Like, relax. They suck. They're going to lose. Breaking news. Raiders worst team in NFL. Nice fucking job. Well, moving past that, Jameer Craylock, who just will not stop scoring. He will not stop scoring. Scores in the 72nd minute. So now it's 3-2, or aggregate. Aggregate 3-2.
Yeah.
And Real Salt Lake kind of bossed the game from there. They had multiple fucking chances, including that Nick Beisler one. If they score, it's 3-3, and they're shook, and they're moving on fucking road goals. God, I hate road goals, but either way.
But, I mean, I would have been okay with RSL moving forwards on road goals.
I would have been fine with it happening. I actually really like the fact that now we have a bunch of teams with good atmospheres, and I just don't think Real Salt Lake in the freezing cold snow would have that great of an atmosphere. To be honest, like Mormons, like, yeah, they're going to yell.
I want orange ball, man.
Well, I do love me some. We can still get orange ball in Sporting. It's just I feel like they're going to be louder there. I don't know.
Doesn't count.
They have a bunch of chances. They don't score. And then Daniel Shaoui takes what is a terrible back pass from one of the defenders. I forgot which one it was. And then goes around the goalie and decides to no-look shoot it in the 97th minute. But it's the kill shot. Kills him off. RSL's done. Game over. One final shot for the game.
Yeah. I mean, they fought pretty well. Even possession, 20 shots. But
I think RSL doesn't deserve to move on. But, man, they gave themselves a couple chances. I don't know what's going on, man. Sporting Kansas City, are they like 4-2 teams now? Is that what they're going to do, is outscore others? That attack's pretty good.
It's not bad. I mean,
I would say it's pretty good.
I do think there were some mistakes on RSL's side.
Their defending was less than thriller, the least.
One of those did give up a penalty, so.
Yeah, it was a penalty. It was pretty clear.
Oh, yeah, I mean, just don't give those up.
Simple, yeah, right? That game was fun. I don't know if that game was more fun than the Portland-Seattle game, but that game was fun, too. I was so happy with the MLS all day.
That was nice.
Probably the least fun game actually ended up being Atlanta hosting NYCFC. 3-1. But you know who's back? Joseph Martinez, 2 goals, and a nice volley. Miguel Almiron, his first free kick score ever as a pro.
Yeah.
Ever. Why is he taking free kicks if he's never scored one?
Yeah, I mean, you got to take him to score, right?
At some point, you know that, like, you know what? Maybe it's not my thing.
Just not good at it.
I'm not good at it. Like, some people don't take penalty kicks. They're not good at them. Atlanta bossed this game, and I didn't think there was any chance that NYCFC was going to come back and win. Even with 30% of the possession.
Yeah. I thought this would have been closer. I did not think
Miggy back for the full game. Nah, he's far and away the best player in MLS. Like, he was every time he touched the ball, I thought it was gonna be a goal.
Well, he's back for a bit. When do you think he's signing with the Premier League?
In about 3 games. I think seconds after the MLS Cup, he's gonna be, thanks MLS. Peace. It's been great.
Yeah.
It's been real. It's been fun. Not quite sure. It's been real fun. But yeah, Atlanta moves on. I mean, we could talk more about it if you'd like. It was a nice free kick. Good volley. Yeah. Another penalty. Maybe he scores penalties.
Fortunately, I didn't see any of this game. I was too busy drinking with Bernardo's beefy thighs.
Well, some of us true MLS fans, Dorsey, had to slowly put – I was slowly, like, every time a shitty football game was getting really bad, I started to put more games on MLS. So, like, by the end of it, I literally had, like, 7 of the 10 TVs turned on to the Atlanta game.
You were just converting people over time.
Well, you could watch the Raiders lose by 1,000 to the Chargers or watch whatever shitty NFL game. They're all blowouts. They're all 20-point games.
Well, and, like, only 30% of that's actual game or remotely game. The rest is just a bunch of commercials. Like, yeah, I don't need to watch commercials at a bar.
MLS for life. So, yeah, that game was not as fun. Probably the most nervy game of the week. The New York Red Bulls hosting the Columbus Crew. The night game, it started at what, like 5 p.m.?
Oh, yeah. It's getting pretty late.
Yeah, I was far and away too drunk. And after taking about eight shots and like 5 beers, I took a little nap.
Did you throw up?
No, I don't throw up.
Man, I was hoping you'd say yes and it would be embarrassing on the pod forever.
I did not throw up. I'm an adult, Dorsey, and I passed out like an adult does on a bed at 5:30 p.m. trying to watch this game on a laptop.
Man, on a bed? That's fancy.
Yeah, fancy. I saw the Alex Meal goal, which was pretty okay. They had a couple chances early, but they scored early, which that crowd was lit. It was actually pretty cool to see how pumped that crowd is because it's usually kind of empty. All those people from NY never really head out there. And that or it's always filled with like the other team's fans. So
it's more cool like, to see hey, we're going to New York this weekend and also soccer.
I mean, like, it's a nice, you know, place to go watch a game, right? It's got enough seats. People sell them. I don't know. Either way, they do that, and then Daniel Royer scores 2 goals, 73rd minute, 76th minute. Fucking, what was I going to say? Adams was so good in this game. His assist on the second goal was fucking pretty. So they were good, and he bossed the midfield. He basically destroyed Will Trapp. I don't understand how people think he's a national team player. But, yeah. You know who was really, 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 really bad? Our goalkeeper of the year, Zach Steffen. He probably should have done better with at least 2 of the 3 goals.
Yeah.
I mean, he didn't have a save.
Well, once you're goalkeeper of the year, you know, you can let it slip a bit. Can't take that one away, can you?
Can't, dude. That lives in the record books forever, man. But yeah, they move on. Red Bulls score. They beat Columbus with multiple goals for the first time ever. No, second time in like 15 tries. Sorry, that's a stat that I said last game and I don't remember. It's been a week and a half. We did way too much drinking on Friday.
Was there that much on Friday?
Got a little heated at mini golf there for a quick second.
I didn't think there was that much drinking on Friday.
All right, well, shit, my bad, man. Never mind. I take all that back.
I don't know. Beats me, man. There was a lot of drinking on Sunday. I know that.
Yeah.
8-8.
Yeah. Let's see. What are we doing?
News?
Well, all the games, we have international break, man.
Yeah.
International break now. We got 2 weeks off. But you know what's kind of cool? Is games next 2 Sundays, Sunday and a half, whatever fucking day it is, the 25th?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we got games on the 25th after Thanksgiving. And then the next game is on the 29th, 4 days later. Thursday night, second leg playoff games. Kind of tight, right?
I mean, except for the 4 p.m. Pacific start on Thursday, yeah.
Well, I mean, I didn't say it was great, but I said it was kind of tight.
I mean, I do like the condensed format.
I think it's cool that they're not waiting to the next Sunday. Like, just keep it moving. Keep it moving. I wish they played like...
With international break, it's dumb, because you can get really well-rested and healthy in that time.
Home or own, about to be so healthy. Yeah. What would you like it to have been more like the Boca River Plate Copa Libertadores final? How they played the first leg this week and they're going to play the next leg in 2 weeks? Also, finals should not be played over two legs.
I will agree with that.
The first leg isn't a final then. It's not a final. The final means one thing. Like that final means final.
Yeah, you can't have a two-part final.
It's not a half final. Yeah. Harry Potter, shout out to you.
Shout out to Harry Potter, or shout out to...
Well, they made the final book two movies.
Oh, yeah. No, that was so dumb. I remember... So it's not a final. I remember talking to people then, and they're like, oh, I'm going to go see part one. I'm like...
Scam.
Just wait till number two comes out, then watch them both. Like,
Scam.
You know, I really like reading halfway through a book and just putting it back on the shelf for like 2 years.
You know what I'll do? Wait a year to read the next read of this.
Like, what?
I know. Let me just watch
the same thing. VHS 1 of the Titanic and just not watch the second one. I'll just wait.
Maybe next year I'll see what happens to our boy Leo.
Really curious to how this is going to end.
What a great love story. I can't wait to hear the ending.
Yeah.
Man, this was not a rabbit hole I thought we were going to go down. I guess we can get back to it. Atlanta taking the first game on that Sunday. They host the Red Bulls. And Portland hosting the Sporting Kansas City Wizards. I'm going to go back to their OG name, the Wizards.
Yeah, the Wizards.
The East will host the final, since they both had more points. I mean, they were number one and two in the league, so
it's only fair.
The East will host the final. That's all I got to say for right now. Do you want to go over some things? You want news? You want to talk about some other things?
Yeah, let's talk about a bit of news. Do you have some news you'd like to share?
I was going to let you start with the news. Unless you want to go over MLS 11.
I'd rather go over the FC Cincinnati logo.
You want to go over completely unnecessary things?
Yes. I want to talk about
FC Cincinnati's unnecessary new logo for no reason.
I already tweeted about it, but it's just so dumb that I gotta go into it.
Okay, hop on in, man. Shoot your shot.
They're just explaining everything. Like, what really gets me the most, I get
so that was
the,
real?
The Lions.
That was
name.
Real. They explained everything.
They explained like everything just a meme? About the thing. They're like,
it wasn't just a meme.
No, it was real.
It was a real thing.
They really put that out. It was not just a meme. So the Lions mane, having like seven fucking tufts for each neighborhood of Cincinnati.
No more neighborhoods.
That's why there were seven. So like, what happens when Google Maps like splits off a subdivision? Like,
that's what I'm saying. No more neighborhoods, man.
Is the lion getting a haircut? New neighborhoods. Like, it's just stupid. The wing, because it's like a winged lion, and the winged lion only has like three fucking feathers on its wing for each year of not being in the MLS.
Each year not being in MLS?
That is what they call it.
They did like how many they years actually they put it existed, out. Right? How many years they've existed, and it's like,
before,
bro, you've been around for like
MLS.
Three.
They
we've
say
been around like 3 years.
Before
what are
MLS.
You posting
not just,
about for?
Not just we've existed 3 years. It's 3 years before getting into MLS. So Sac Republic will have like a 10-pointed star by the time they get in. Because
they're going to have 10 lions. That's what they're going to be. They're going to be the 10 lions. This is going to be
the
nickname.
They have like 10 bears on their flag. Like, thought there was the one California bear, but apparently not. I mean, who knows what Austin's going to have?
So this is real, huh?
No, it's real. Are you looking at it right now?
I'm looking at it right now, and I just... They're explaining the type?
Yeah.
Like, why? Cincinnati, city on the rise. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. I think it was Monday night when this was out, and I was just looking at it.
It was 2 days ago. It was Monday night. I was looking at it, and it was... I thought this was a joke.
It was just raising my blood pressure. I was like, this is so dumb. I hope they didn't pay for this.
It's the Seven Hills. Seven Hills of Cincinnati.
The Seven Hills. Sorry, not neighborhoods.
God, you're such an idiot.
I don't have it in front of me. I'm trying to remember Monday, man. It's hard.
If I was to Google how many hills does Cincinnati have, what do you think happens?
I don't know.
That's so stupid. I saw a much better meme of this. This thing.
And you have it on the corner. What's the exact wording they have where they're like, we will be known as FC Cincinnati or... like Football Club Cincinnati, but we will not be called Foosball Club Cincinnati. Like whatever.
Foosball Club de Cincinnati?
No, like the German wording.
They're
They put out a little statement of like things that they're supposed to be called and things that they're not supposed to be called.
I'm reading the article, and
now we need to only call them those things.
Okay. The team's full written name has also taken a small update. It's officially Football Club Cincinnati.
Yeah.
That's all it says.
Yeah, I'm telling you. I saw it in the press release somewhere. I'm searching that live.
Do
you have some other news?
You want me to search, read, and tell you news?
No, I mean, I'm searching for the news that I can't find right here.
Well, Forbes came out with their yearly most valuable teams in 2018 useless list.
Yeah.
The list does not incorporate stadiums for some odd reason. Which is really odd. Why would you include that in something that is, you know, a part of your team and things that people own? And if they were to buy them, they're buying the stadium. That'd be stupid to do it. But Atlanta United, valued as the most valuable team in MLS, overtaking the LA Galaxy, valued at $330 million. And they only ran at a negative $2 million operating income. Don't you think that's kind of nice? For a team that spent $15 million on an 18-year-old, they only lost $2 million before they sell Almiron for $30 million? All right. Well, I think it's kind of nice. somehow the Galaxy are still second on this list. I'm not really quite sure about that. It's saying they earned the most revenue this year. Do you think they sold that much Zlatan shit?
Yes.
It's just, I don't know.
I mean, they sell a lot of jerseys in general, I feel like. But
well, they have both the DeSantos brothers and Zlatan, and I guess they were on a lot more national things just because of Zlatan.
I mean, and a lot of tickets.
A bunch of things on the, like, just in general. I don't know. They probably get a bunch of money from renting their stadium out, too. Ignoring that. Then we got the Sounders, LAFC, and Toronto FC. And then Portland, New York City, somehow Orlando City, Sporting DC. The Quakes come in all the way at 14th. If anyone wants to tell me that the Quakes are worth less than the Chicago Fire, then you're a fucking idiot. The Chicago Fire should be worth last. We can get rid of the Chicago Fire, and I wouldn't even know that an MLS team went away. That's how irrelevant the Chicago Fire are.
That is harsh. You put them further down than the New England Revolution.
The Revs being valued just under the Quakes is almost an insult as well. I mean, how embarrassing is it for the Colorado Rapids to be valued under the Columbus Crew?
Very.
It's so bad. Chicago Fire lost $12 million this year. Like,
$12 million?
Jesus fucking Christ, man. It's just, oh my God, it's so bad. They're just so poorly ran in such a shitty stadium outside of anything relevant. They're just so irrelevant. So that's my bigger set of news about how useless. I don't know. I guess MLS teams have gone up. We're worth more now. They can make more money off of us.
Yeah. Just get milked. So, I'm back on my FC Cincinnati tear of hatred and spite.
Go for it.
So, Football Club Cincinnati, the team's full written name, is how it's supposed to be. The name is to be shortened to FC Cincinnati on the first reference. FCC is acceptable on second reference, as is FC Cincy if necessary. FC is not acceptable reference at any time. Side note.
Why would you even say FC? Why would you even say FC? What does it even
mean? This is like, this is the press release, and they're saying it
Cincinnati?
Like,
FC guess. Doesn't even make sense.
I guess. Just Football Cincinnati. That's why it's not an acceptable reference at any time. Note the,
well, MLS went pretty ham. Just to cut into your story right now. MLS went pretty ham about 2 years ago, where they put out very specific, you're not allowed to, if you're affiliated with MLS at all, you're not allowed to call them anything but that team. That's why everyone calls the Earthquakes the Quakes, because you can either call them the Earthquakes or the Quakes. And they didn't want to be known as, like, Earthquakes. It was just too long of a name, I guess. And why people, like, anyone from MLS always says Columbus Crew SC. Because that's what they said they had to go. You can't just call them Crew. You have to call them Columbus Crew SC. Crew SC. You can't call them... You can't just call them the Crew. It's so stupid. Like, let people call them what they're supposed to be fucking call them.
Well, second part on that. The much-speculated Football Club Cincinnati, or Football Club Cincinnati, using the German character, is the formal legal name of the club and its business units. It is not to be used in any sporting references to the team or in any public discussion. What the fuck is that?
I almost guarantee I'm going to publicly discuss.
I'm going to
Do they want me to call them? What do they not want me to call them? Foosball?
Yeah.
Foosball Cincinnati?
F-U-S-S Ball Club Cincinnati.
F-U-S-S.
I'm sorry, viewers. I'm the butchering this, but... it's on their website. I'll see if I can send you this link.
No, I'm done with that. We're moving on. By the way, your answer to that question, I Googled how many hills are in Cincinnati. The answer is 7.
Well, I mean, that,
and it's pretty clear. You know, they gave me a whole wiki article about there being 7 hills. Mount Adams, Walnut Hills, Mount Auburn, Vine Street Hill, College Hill, Fairmont, now rendered as the Fairmont, and Mount Harrison, known as Prince Hill.
Do you know why it has a sword?
Because it's there for later.
It's ready for battle.
It's ready for battle. Very, very relevant stuff.
And the winged lion itself is for a winning spirit.
Yeah, very, very stupid. Well, I'm moving on past them. I might not like them. I thought I was going to like them. I might not like them.
No?
Yeah. Let's move on past this team.
Okay, fine. We'll get off of the former USL team and into the USL Cup Final 2018.
Yeah, I'll let you do this. Louisville, you're a big USL guy now.
I'm a fan. What can I say? Louisville City hosting Phoenix Rising FC was a somewhat boring first half with 7,000 in attendance. But Louisville City FC, Luke Spencer gets a nice goal in the second half, 62nd minute. And they are back-to-back USL Cup champions.
Yeah. After losing their coach midweek or midseason.
Yeah, which is tough because I'm a Phoenix guy. I'm a big supporter of Dollar Beers. I like the city of Phoenix. It's very, very nice place. So, but I did not bet on it, Phoenix, so your fans can't hold that against me.
Legit question. Do you think James O'Connor, the guy who left, regrets leaving and going to Orlando City, where he's just been absolutely shit on and probably will be fired?
Yes. If I was a coach and I was offered
the job... He has to be getting paid, though. Like, he's got to be getting paid.
I mean, he's definitely getting paid more. But if I was... I would have just waited until the end of the season.
Yeah, man. Me too. I guess he probably thought he'd never get that job at the end of the season. He probably got a 3-year contract knowing he'd be fired in 6 months and get paid for 3 years.
Just take that cash.
Take that cash, homie. Chill in fucking Orlando with that cash. Yeah. What else went on? So the MLS Best 11 came out. Can I tell you multiple people I disagree with after doing it?
Please do.
So Zach Steffen won Goalkeeper of the Year, PR move. Chad Marshall won. Chad Marshall and Aaron Long became the center backs. Or I guess we're going to go through the defenders. They only picked three of them. Chad Marshall, Aaron Long, and Kamar Lawrence, with Aaron Long winning Defender of the Year. Cool with all three of those, I guess. Carlos Vela, Ignacio Piatti, Miguel Almiron, and Luciano Acosta, all for Midfielders of the Year. And then Wayne Rooney, Joseph Martinez, and Zlatan as the forwards in the rare 3-6-3 formation.
It's a very rare formation.
Very rare.
That's just dumb.
I'm okay with Zlatan winning it. I guess he scored 22 goals and he had 10 assists. Like, that's a pretty good fucking season.
Playoffs, though?
I mean, he didn't make the playoffs, okay? He didn't make the playoffs. I get that. I mean, he also didn't give up 4 goals a game. I mean, he's playing up top, so. Just saying. I'm actually okay with it. I can see how people think you can't be in the best 11 if you didn't make the playoffs. I get that. But I'll move on. Joseph Martinez totally deserved it. Wayne Rooney only played like 20 games.
Yeah.
So,
no. I mean, he was instrumental to DC turning it around and making the playoffs.
Tyler Adams should have won it in the midfield. So take Wayne Rooney out. Now you put in at least one defensive midfielder. All right, you got to respect the defensive midfielders. You know who didn't have a defensive midfielder? The LA Galaxy, who probably would have made the playoffs if they had one. All right, because they sucked. So let's move on past Wayne Rooney. That should not have been there. Acosta was pretty bad on the road. I guess I'm okay with it. I don't know. He had a good season overall. 10 goals, 17 assists. That's pretty fucking good. So I'll give it to him. Almiron, of course, best player in the league. Piatti? I don't know, man. He had 17 goals, 6 assists. Sneaky good season. I guess he scored 16 goals, 13 assists. Sneaky good season, but his team, not even close to the playoffs. Irrelevant. Shouldn't have been there. Also, Carlos Vela? That's a PR move.
Yeah.
That's MLS trying to get a Mexican national teamer in best 11. The more they can promote the Mexican national team, the better it is for some. And some love making money.
You don't say.
Soccer United Marketing, if you don't know what SUM stands for.
I know what SUM stands for.
I'm just making sure. Not everyone knows what SUM stands for, all right, man? They're fucking, man, they're there. I'd probably put in Tyler Adams, who had a very, very, very fucking good season. And then, I don't know, who else would I like? There's someone else I'd rather put in there. What about you? You have any quarrels, issues with that?
No. I'm okay.
I would have liked to see a back four.
Yeah. A front six is a little heavy.
Also, Zach Steffen was probably the third to fifth best keeper this year. I just don't think he didn't do that well this season. He had a better season last year. Just because he like saves a couple penalties every year, Doesn't make him the best keeper in the fucking league. Just saying.
I mean, he does save those in playoffs, but yeah.
I get it. Congrats. So yeah, that was my biggest kind of issue with what was going on. So yeah, that's me. That is my issues with what was going on. No one else. No, nothing real. Nothing else going on for me.
No. How do you feel about Nick Lima going overseas?
Oh, I guess we can talk about that. I'm very sad about it. I brought it up today. I was like, man, if Nick Lima leaves, like, I'm gonna cry maybe.
Yeah.
We can't, as a Quakes guy, we can't have our best player, our right back, and our only defensive help leave. We already don't have a left back. If the season started tomorrow and Nick Lima wasn't there, we literally have no one to play right back and left back.
Yeah. It will be rough if he does leave.
I'd be happy for him. I mean, I'd be very happy for him, but I'll be fucking sad as hell. He's also just
such a great forward for us.
He's been our best player. He was always so good.
Take the ball up and be like, what are you doing, bro?
I'd be really happy for him. There. If he can get a contract and be in Germany and the Quakes can sell him, I'd be happy for him.
Yeah. As long as he gets actual playing time, if he does make the move, great for him.
I'm sure, like, you loan to somewhere in Bundesliga 2. He can play in Bundesliga 2 easily.
Yeah.
I kind of think he's, like, a top 5 back in MLS. Like, if he played on, like, Atlanta United, he'd probably get, like, 10 assists.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he'd probably be a best 11 if he played on an actual good team that could score goals. Like, he'd be fucking Julian Gressel. He'd basically be Julian Gressel. Also, I'd probably put Julian Gressel on this team. He's fucking great this year.
Well, I am curious to see, just back on Lima, if he would stay another year just to see if the Quakes can start to turn it around. Or if he'd just be like, nope, going on a loan.
He's already kind of old, man. He graduated at like 23 or something, 22.
I think he's already
24 now. Or something. Yeah. I think he's like 24. It's time, like, you got to go.
Yeah.
Like, if you get the chance, you got to go. Also, Cole Bassett, he's 23 years old, but he was born in November, so he just turned. Oh, he turns 24 in 4 days.
All right.
So, look at that. We were about as correct as it gets. So the 17-year-old, he played against the Quakes. He's on trial as well, or training. This is me using air quotes, which are basically just trials.
Yeah.
Like, how cheap can we get these guys for? So I don't know. Those are cool. U.S. national team plays a game.
They do. Wembley.
England. Does it matter?
It can.
Do you have a hot take for me about Wayne Rooney getting a free cap?
I don't agree with it.
I think it's looking to the past and not the future. Even a single second. I couldn't care less.
It doesn't make sense to me. He is taking up someone else's spot who could
develop. He's not. That's the thing. He's not taking up someone else's spot.
What do you mean? He's not actually playing?
He's not starting. You get fucking 6 subs.
I thought he was going to actually play.
He's not starting. He'll probably come in like the 60th minute. He has 6 subs.
I figured
Dave Sarakin didn't use his 6 subs. Remember how ham I went at him? He used like 4 subs. These coaches aren't there to lose games, so he's probably going to have to put him in like the 68th or 70th minute or something. Yeah. Let him run around for a little bit. Like, it doesn't fucking matter. I just don't care.
I thought he'd be starting.
No, he can't. No, he's not starting. Basically, Gareth Southgate was like, I'm not going to not call in the guys I was going to call in, and he's not going to start. And I don't really care what you guys think.
Well, then, like, it's even worse.
So it's just, it doesn't matter. Like, it doesn't matter. And then they can't give all the money to Wayne Rooney's thing and the whole charity shit. It's just like, who cares? So that's my thing. I don't care. It doesn't matter.
Nice.
It does not matter. So there. Also, people call in older players to coach younger players anyways, all the time. Like, Jesus Christ. So, it doesn't matter. Fucking relax, everyone. Relax, England. Relax. If he plays, he's going to play. Like, it doesn't matter. I don't know. I'm out. I'm over it. I'm over it.
Are you?
I am. I'm over it, and I'll never talk about it again.
All right.
So, they play Thursday, 2:30 Eastern. It's on ESPN. I don't know why. I'm over. Now I'm mad. Now I'm mad. So, thanks, Dorsey. It's been a good week. You still want to keep talking?
It's at like noon. It's not 2:30.
It's 2:30 Eastern.
It's noon.
It's literally 2:30 Eastern.
It's noon.
I don't believe you.
It'll actually start at noon, though.
Oh, you mean like noon West Coast time?
Yes.
Well, 2:30 Eastern.
2:30 Eastern is not noon West Coast
time. It's probably like 2:45 then. You're talking to me about 30 minutes of time. Does that matter?
Yes, because it's not a 2.5 hour time difference. It starts at noon.
Won't miss Wayne Rooney because he's not going to start.
People should watch it over their lunch break and see the youths.
Well, that's tomorrow, so good. It's been fun.
And people are listening to this on their morning commute thinking, man, maybe I should jump on those tracks.
Sorry, everyone.
This crap went on for 48 minutes.
That's all I got. So I got heated. Yeah. It was like mini golf all over again.
Yeah. Follow us on the Twitter machine if you're not already.
And playoffs in 2 weeks.
And send us feedback.
International break sucks.
Yeah. We got nothing to talk about but just useless stuff with each other. So that's not fun.
Let's bet on San Marino games. Later, everyone. It's been great. Bye, Dorsey.
Until next time.